You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Okay, so what if I don't want to give up on her?
You don't call.
You said I don't call if I wanted to give up on her.
Right.
So I don't call either way.
Right.
So what's the difference?
There is no difference right now. See, Mike, the only difference between giving up and not giving up is if you take her back when she wants to come back. But you can't do anything to make her want to come back. In fact, you can only do stuff to make her not want to come back.
So the only difference is if I forget about her or just pretend to forget about her.
Right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
So it's just like a retroactive decision then? I mean, I could, like, forget about her, and then when she comes back, make like I just pretended to forget about her?
Right, although probably more likely the opposite.
What do you mean?
I mean, at first you're going to pretend to forget about her, you'll not call her, I don't know, whatever, but then eventually you really will forget about her.
Well, unless she comes back first.
See, that's the thing, is somehow they know not to come back until you really forget.
There's the rub.
There's the rub.
Look, man, I'm sorry, we always talk about the same thing all the time. You know, it's just you've been there, man, and your advice really helps, and I don't know what it, you know, Rob, you're the only one I could talk to about her.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Hello. You have 4 messages. Message 1.
Hey, gorgeous. It's Trent calling. Look, you gotta get that girl out of your head. I hope my...
Message 2.
Hey, Mike. If you want to talk about Michelle, give me...
Message 3.
Did she call yet? I'm sure she...
Message 4.
Michael, this is Grandma. We all miss you back here in New York. You still haven't told me if you got that part on the television program.
That was your last message. You have to put things in perspective.
I know.
She doesn't deserve you.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Great, that's great advice. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Life after all.
Will you stop? I'm trying to make a phone call.
Are you calling her?
No, will you stop? I'm trying, please.
Hello?
What's up, Trent?
Hey, that was Sue. We got two parties tonight. One's for a model agency.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen to me, baby. There's going to be beautiful babies there.
Look, Trent, I got shit to do
Listen
tomorrow.
Listen to you. I got a final call back for a pilot at 9, and I'm going to this thing. Come on, Mike. You got to get out with the beautiful babies. You can't sit home thinking about it.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Listen to you. We're going to have fun tonight. We got to get you out of that stuffy apartment.
Look, we're going to spend half the night driving around the hills looking for this one party, and you're going to say it sucks, and we're all going to leave, and then we're going to go look for this other party. But all the parties and all the bars, they all suck. I spent half the night talking to some girl who's looking around the room to see if there's somebody else who's more important she should be talking to. And it's like I'm supposed to be all happy because she's wearing a backpack. You know, and half of them are just nasty skanks who wouldn't be nothing except they're surrounded by a bunch of drunken, horny assholes. And I'm going to tell you something, T. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm not going to be one of those assholes, all right? It just makes me sick. It's like some nasty skank who isn't half the woman my girlfriend is going to front me. It makes me want to fucking puke.
Jesus Christ, will you shut up for a minute? We got to get you the fuck out of Dodge, man. We're going to Vegas tonight.
What are you talking about, Vegas?
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
What do you mean, Vegas?
Vegas, Las Vegas.
I'm not going to no Vegas.
Yeah, I think, you know what, man? We're going to go to Vegas and...
When are we going to Vegas?
We're going tonight.
No, we're not going tonight.
I'm gonna pick you up.
I'm not going to Vegas.
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. I'm not going, okay? And none of this shit anymore.
Listen, I just listened to you, now hear me out. You bring something nice to wear.
I'm not going to Vegas.
Mike, we're going.
I'm not going to Vegas. All right, listen. I took out $300, but I'm only betting with $100. I can't afford any more than that. All right? And I figure if we buy a lot of chips, though, the pit boss will see us and pump us all sorts of free shit. That's how it works over there, right? But you gotta be cool. I'm cool, baby. I'm cool. They're gonna give Daddy a room, some breakfast, maybe a bit of singing. I know, just a place. Well, what the hell are you wearing? I thought you said we're gonna wear suits.
Oh, Mike, you gotta stop worrying about us.
Christ, baby. Come on, man. If you're wearing a suit and you look like you gamble a lot, they give you free shit.
It's in the bag, all right? I'll put it on when we get there.
Uh-uh. No way. No, turn around. I'm going home. I'm going. You gotta show up wearing that suit. Otherwise,
all right, already.
Okay? I'll put my suit on. Grab the wheel.
Hold it steady.
I'm telling you, this is how you do it.
I know.
I'm watching you when you drive up.
Fine.
That's how it works. It could work. I'm serious.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
She thinks I still care, but if she's happy thinking I still care.
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
It's the root of all evil, of strife and of evil, but I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money.
Caesars was more the dope spot.
Back in the day, this place was a real contender, but now they'll appreciate the business. They'll probably fall all over themselves for a couple of high-class guys like me and you.
Now, wait,
you
want
to be fresh on the scene, right?
I know, but the new place is down the strip. Now, those places are supposed to be it.
Oh, Mike, you don't want all that fucking Pirate of the Caribbean horse shit, you know, or the rock and roll grunge tip. You know, guys like me and you got to kick it here, old school.
Yeah, this is truly old school.
Definitely old school.
This place is fucking dead.
Now, I'm gonna find me two waitresses here and I'm gonna pull me to Fredo.
Yeah, well, they're all skanks.
What are you talking about? Look at all the beautiful babies here.
The beautiful babies don't work midnights to 6 on a Wednesday. This is the skank shift.
Look at all the beautiful honeys here.
Excuse me,
darling. I'm sorry. Wow. I want you to remember this face here, okay? This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
You cut that shit out.
Well, she smiled.
It's not cool, man.
Did she or did she not smile?
It doesn't matter.
Mike, I'm telling you, girls love that stuff.
You're going to screw up our plan.
Baby, we're going to get laid.
Can we first see if what happens when we play it cool?
What do you think, Mike? Do you think she's going to leave us now and go tell her pit boss on us?
Will you stop making fun, all right? Now, the trick is that we got to look like we don't need this shit, and then they give us the shit for free.
Right. Well, you know, I think you look great, man, and I think I'm looking like the money, like the bomb, right?
All right, stop. See that? That their table? That's where we make our scene.
You think they notice me and you?
Oh, they're going to notice me and you. Because they're watching.
Nicely done, sir. You're on a streak now.
That's about time. One of the best streaks I've ever had.
Yeah, that could be a part.
I want to get even. Start with a 300.
I can count that for you.
On the table.
Excuse me?
You have to lay it on the table.
I don't want to bet at all.
You're not allowed to hand me money, sir. You have to lay it on the table if you want me to change it. Changing. 300.
300. Have anything smaller?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do, but this happens to be a $100 minimum bet table. Perhaps you'd be more comfortable at one of our lower stakes tables.
Cocktails? Guy behind the guy.
Well, the scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do, as long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe a Glengow. Any Glen.
Scotch on the rocks.
I'm 11. You always double down on 11.
I know, but it's $200. Like, it's blood money. You might get that double down.
I can't double down. Mike, if you don't look like you know what you're doing,
I'm
like,
just shut up, man. I can't.
Well, 16,
21.
I'm telling you, baby, you always double down on the left.
Yeah, well, obviously not always.
Always, baby.
I'm just saying not in this particular case.
You always double
down. I lost, okay? How could you say this?
The lady has 11. What would you like to do?
I
15.
I don't know what to do here. Up it again.
17.
Okay. I'll hit there. Okay.
21.
Oh my gosh, 21! I got it! Thank you!
Would you like to have some breakfast this morning, man?
Oh, I really shouldn't. But then again, that's a good idea. I'd love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Stick it in with you and you go in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll fix me up.
What's that? 120 nights. Maybe you have 20 bucks. You know, I mean, that's kind of what happened on the first table.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
You know, I'm down too, Mike, all right?
Yeah, what'd you lose?
I don't know what I dropped. Let's see. I dropped probably 35 or...
Don't give me that shit. You know exactly what you lost. What'd you drop?
20, all right? But I was down at least 50. I'm sorry, I got lucky on the craps table,
you
won, right?
You shouldn't be sorry, you're a winner. I'm the fucking loser, I'm the one who should be sorry.
Maybe don't talk that way.
Can we just go, please? Can we go?
Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, and you know what else? You're a big winner tonight.
I want to leave.
You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
What a fucking asshole.
Oh, it's fine. I'm an asshole, but you know what? You're the big winner tonight, Mikey. You're the big winner in more ways than one.
There you two are. I walked around for an hour with stupid scotch on my dress.
Yeah, you got knocked out pretty fast.
Oh, a couple of high rollers like yourself.
Can you believe it?
I'll go get you that stuff.
You know, forget about it. I didn't even want it. I just wanted to order it.
Well, can I get you something else? I mean, you really shouldn't leave here without getting something for free.
Why ruin a perfect night?
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What an asshole.
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, no, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling at what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was. What I did with her.
Could we get out of here or right there? I'm not going to pay for a
Mike, what the hell do you want to get out of here for? The honey baby's bringing us a cocktail.
What are you, nuts? You think she's coming back here?
Baby, I know she's coming back here. Did you even hear what she said? You shouldn't leave without getting something for free. Baby, she wants to party. She wants to.
I'm tired. We should just go.
Baby, this is what we came here for. Now, we met a beautiful baby, and she likes you.
She likes you.
Whatever. Daddy's going to get her to bring a friend. Now, I don't care if I end up with her or one of her beautiful baby friends.
I've been out of the game for so long, man. It's been like 6 years.
Mike, listen, it's hard. I know. I've been there myself. I mean, not for 6 years or anything, but I've been there. The best thing you can do is just get back out there.
It's just I'm not attracted to them. I keep thinking of my girlfriend, and then I'm trying to, like, maintain a conversation with them.
Oh, Mike, do you even think I know what the hell they're saying to me half the time? I don't know if they're talking about how hard it is to be adopted or how their dad can't show them affection. All I do, man, is stare at their mouth and wrinkle my eyebrows, and somehow I turn out to be a big sweetie, okay? I take this girl here, right? She's a waitress in Las Vegas, okay? But I bet somewhere inside of her there is a very, very special dream. And no matter how hard I try, I won't... Hey, there she is, the most special lady in town, right?
Yes.
What time do you get off, Christy?
6 o'clock.
Great.
Very easy on the water.
Fantastic. Listen, why don't you call a friend and have her meet the three of us at the Bamboo Lounge at 6:01?
You got it.
All right?
So fucking money. That was like the Jedi mind shit.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, baby. Girls love that kind of stuff. They don't go for the sensitive shit. You know what I mean?
You start talking to them about, puppy dogs and ice cream. They know what you want to do. I mean, what do you think? You really think they don't know?
No, I know. I know. They know.
They know what you want, baby. Believe me. You know, when you pretend it's just like a waste of their time, you're going to take them that way eventually, right? Don't apologize for it.
It's just that I get like this thing where I want to be a gentleman and I want to show respect.
Oh, Mike, respect my ass. What they respect is honesty. Look, you see how they dress when they go out, right? They want you to notice them. Now, all you're doing is letting them know that it's working. You got to get off this respect thing. There's nothing wrong with letting the girls know that you're money and that you want a party.
You ready to order?
Yeah. I'll have a coffee, two coffees. And it says here, breakfast anytime.
That's right.
I'll have the pancakes and the Age of Enlightenment, please.
And for you?
So I'll have the toucan. Yeah, over easy.
I'll be back for the coffee.
All right, great. Nice, baby. Renaissance. I went over her head. I should have said Renaissance. It's Age of Enlightenment. Oh, God, like a Las Vegas waitress is going to get an obscure French philosophical reference. It's like I'm trying to show off to her. And I may as well have just said, let me jump your ignorant bones.
Mikey, don't even sweat her, all right? We're going to meet our honey soon, all right? You know that Chrissy's friend's going to be money.
It's 22. We got to get out of here.
Baby, will you relax just for a minute here?
Excuse me, we're in a little bit of a hurry.
Hang on, Voltaire.
Get bit like 7 hours.
boys. We almost gave up on you.
Oh, I'm sorry we're late. There's, no clocks in this town anyway.
No, no harm done. Lisa?
Hi.
I'm sorry, I never got your names.
I'm Mike.
Mike.
This is Trent. We call him Double Down. Stop right there. Ladies, don't you always double down on the left?
Always, no matter what.
Yeah,
like splitting aces, huh?
Whatever. Hi, this is Trent. It's nice to meet you. What a lovely makeup job you have there.
Oh, Lisa works at the MGM Grand.
I'm a Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lisa's a Dorothy. That's great. That's great. Well, we're not in Kansas anymore.
So, what do you guys do?
Well, I'm a comedian.
Do you ever play out here? I'd love to see you sometime.
No.
Well, why not?
Well, there are, it's just different circuits. It's hard to explain. You want to understand?
Well, who's your booking agent?
Actually, I don't have West Coast representation as of yet.
Oh, who's your representation back east?
I sort of freelanced on my own, kind of like found my own things, because I...
So, what do you do, Trent?
Oh, I'm a producer.
Cool.
Listen, I'm really not supposed to drink here. We should go someplace else. How's my place?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah?
Right? Yeah, sure.
Have a drink, right?
Right. Because you can't drink here.
You can't drink.
Sure? Why not?
Are you sure?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you very much.
You're not the couple. You're not the couple. You're not
the
couple. Yeah. No.
Now, the worst was when I went in for this after-school special, right? So I'm sitting in the waiting room, and there's all these little kids sitting in the waiting room with me. And I see that all the kids are signed in for the exact same role as me.
They're auditioning for the same role as you?
Right. So I check the time and the place. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I call my agent up. Now, she says, Trent, they asked for you specifically.
What was the thing?
Oh, I don't know what it was. It was, drugs are bad, Ginny eats something, whatever. It's after school special. So, the role I'm reading for, though, is brother. I'm reading for the part of brother.
Big brother, little brother.
Just brother, man. Just brother.
No.
Just brother, right?
All right.
So finally, I get to go in and meet everyone, right? And Mikey, I'm telling you, man, I was money. I mean, it's a starring role. I practiced for like a week, right?
So I'm reading with the casting director, and girls, I literally start crying, right?
No.
Swear to God. Now, the casting director who's reading with me kind of gets caught up in the vibe. She starts crying.
Oh.
Yeah, I swear to God. Swear to God.
Yeah. So now she's crying. I'm crying. Both kind of crying, but not the kind of crying that's like we're trying not to cry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to... Whatever, it was very cool.
Whoa.
So I finished reading with her.
Good.
I finally hold up my finger. Like, give me a minute here.
Wait.
Give me a minute.
More than that, because I'm in it.
Oh.
But like I'm broke, but like that.
Give me a second. Yeah, I have a minute.
Oh.
So I put down my head, and the whole room sits in silence for at least 5 minutes. Swear to God, five
wow.
minutes. I look up. Everyone rips up an applause. The whole room is clapping it up for me, for Big P, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen to me now. Everyone in the room is sitting there tearing their face. They're crying their eyes out. The guy working the camera, just filming it there, got tears in his eyes.
No, not the camera guy.
I swear to God, the camera guy.
Cameraman?
Not so much from my reading, although it had a lot to do with it, but really he had his own things going on. So the producer starts to talk to me. He says, Trent, when you walked in this room, I didn't see Trent Walker come in here. He said, I saw Big Brother come in here. Fucking great, right?
Yeah.
He says, you walked in with the role, you nailed it, you're great,
so
you're great, you're great.
Give
me the fucking part. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
But then he says to me this. He says, Trent, I gotta be honest with you, I think that it might be that you may be just a little bit old for the role of brother. So I feel confident because I gave a good lead. And I say to him, well, how old exactly is the role of brother?
Here it comes.
Because I'm tall.
Here it comes.
But I look young, Mike. I do. Do I look young, girl?
Yeah.
I look young.
You do.
So he says to me, I swear, guy says this to me with a straight face, this fucking guy. 11. 11 years old.
And you said double down.
Yeah. Double down because you know why? Because you make it happen on the head. But the truth of the matter was, you saw my picture, you saw my tape, you know I'm 24 years old. Why do you call me?
Wow.
Cool. That's your great thing.
Right.
Well, we all have stories.
club.
Yep.
How rude of me. I never gave you the tour.
Let me check on my boy.
I'm sure she'll call. I mean, 6 years is a long time. You don't just break it off cleanly after 6 years.
No, but she did. She's with somebody else now.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. You know what? It won't last.
Why not?
It's a rebound.
We were a rebound and we lasted for 6 years.
Well, yeah, but how long was the relationship that she was rebounding from?
6 years. Can I check my messages real quick? I have a calling card. It won't cost anything. Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. The phone's in the back.
I'm not ruining tonight, am I?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I'm
sorry.
It's okay.
T. Trent. Trent. I need to, I gotta use the phone.
You can check them tomorrow.
No, I need to use the phone. Okay? I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I'm sure we weren't in there that long, but I don't think we're interrupting anything. I have a calling card, so it's an 800, it's 800 number.
He said that. So
that is
sweet.
So sweet.
Oh, I know. I'll make some coffee. She call?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That's so bad. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can we okay?
She asked me what I was thinking about. What do you want me to do? Lie?
You didn't have to get into it, baby.
Sorry about interrupting you guys.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mike. I just wanted you to have a good time, that's all.
Nice.
Yeah, I really didn't like her that much, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know, man. She just
didn't really do it for me. What do you think of that Dorothy girl? The whole Judy Garland thing kind of turned me on. Does that make me some kind of fag?
No, maybe your money.
I don't think she liked me anyway.
Oh, Mike, I'm telling you, man. She thought you were loving
her. I don't think so.
I heard him both talk.
Both those girls thought you were mine. You're a good friend. Look,
take yourself out of the game. You start talking to him about puppy dogs and ice cream. Of course, it's going to end up on the friendship tip.
I just don't think she liked me.
Baby, you are so money, and you don't even know it.
But T, girls don't go for me the way they go for you.
Okay. Michelle went for you, right?
It's different.
Why? How is that different?
We're younger. It was college. You didn't go to college. You don't know how it is. The girls are young. They drink. They don't know any better.
Do you know how stupid that sounds? Listen to me, Mike. Your self-esteem is low right now because she's with somebody else. But talking about it and thinking about it all the time, it's depressing. It's no good, man.
We just need a little more time.
Why, so you can sit around your stuffy apartment beating yourself up over it? Remember the first week after she told you?
Don't remind me.
Huh? You couldn't even leave your place. You know, you just sat around your stuffy apartment, sitting there, drinking orange juice, feeling sorry for yourself. Now look at you, man, right? And you got a part in the movie.
Day.
Whatever, Mike, it's work. You understand? You're doing what you love to do. What the hell is she doing now?
Selling scrap metal.
Okay. And this guy she's seeing, what the hell does he do? What?
I heard he drives a carriage around Central Park.
Oh, Mike, please. You're the fun-loving, outgoing party guy, and you're sweating some lawn jockey. Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, man. You're better off without this girl. You gotta trust me on this, Mike. All right, buddy?
Stop talking.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm gonna try. I promise you, I will shut up if you shut the hell up, and we're gonna make this work.
You're damn right you're gonna try.
Los Angeles.
All their children, all their things, every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing.
I don't think I'm going to take it. Look, it's a gig. This is definitely a step back for me, because not much of a call for Shakespeare in this town. There's just something about being goofy, all right? Any other Disney character would be fine. Mickey. Mickey's an icon. Why does it have to be goofy?
What do you want? You're tall.
Well, how am I going to tell my parents? I still haven't told them I didn't get the series.
We tested over a month ago. I'm sure they figured it out.
It's like, Mom, hi. I didn't get that pilot. By the way, I'm goofy. Send more money.
Hey, Rob. You notice I didn't mention her once today.
I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, yeah, why?
It's kind of like not talking to your pitcher in the middle of a no-hitter.
What do you mean, like you didn't want to jinx it?
Kinda.
I don't talk about it that much.
I didn't mention her once today.
10 to 10.
The only reason I mentioned her at all was to tell you I'm not going to talk about her anymore. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do. Good for you, Mikey. Get there.
Play it out. I decided I'm going to get back out there.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I didn't make any more excuses for myself.
Excellent.
You want to hit the town tonight?
I shouldn't. It's a weeknight.
You got Pluto calling back?
Yeah. Kick me when I'm down. All right, count them up. How many strokes? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What'd you get?
8 or 9.
I'll give you an 8.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
Dead heat after one hole. It's turning into quite a rivalry.
Oh, you better replace the pin, Chi-Chi. The natives look restless.
Sue, why is Gretzky on his ass again?
Gretzky's a little bitch.
God, this is such bullshit, man. This is bullshit.
The Kings suck in this game. You should play another team.
I took the Kings to the Cup.
Yeah, against the computer with the offsides.
They're a finesse team.
They're a fucking bitch team. Score!
Oh! Bitch! Fucking bitch!
Watch out, oh, motherfucker.
Do not fucking hit my elbow.
It's not even so much me as it's Ronick. He's good.
Oh, is that right?
Elio steals Ronick.
God, you bitch!
Score Chicago!
Fuck,
oh,
man.
My...
Oh! That's fucking bullshit.
But that was pretty, Sue. Check this out on the instant replay.
Dude, do not...
If you said it was fucking bullshit,
dude,
check it out.
Look at it.
The instant replay.
Look at
it. It's a great shot. If you weren't playing this game,
look at it.
I don't want to see the instant replay in the fucking game. So you can see it's bullshit.
Well, you know what? I am unbelievable.
Every goal, you're going to fucking watch the instant replay.
Look at it. You got the game.
Come on, man. I want to fucking play.
I want to learn it.
You should practice this when I'm not here.
Just fucking move it.
When I'm not here, will you practice it?
All right.
We'll play some more.
If you'd like to get scored on.
Game up, man.
Great times.
All right.
Yeah.
You better play defense.
Okay, yeah, it's on the fourth floor. The elevator's broken, okay? Dude, it's pissed out. Would you buzz him in, hit nine?
I wish they still had fights in this game so I could bitch slap Wayne.
Wait a minute, I'm fighting anymore?
Doesn't that suck?
Why'd they get rid of the fighting? It's the best part of the old version.
I think kids were hitting each other or something, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? You can make their heads bleed on this one.
Make somebody's head bleed.
Oh, in playoffs. I'm going to make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed for super fan number 99 over here.
Mikey, get the door. Yeah, give me some money.
Why do I have to give you money?
Give me some fucking money. I'm not paying again.
Jesus Christ.
Pause the game.
Dude, I'm about to do my thing with the thing here.
Pause the game.
I got fucking Wayne.
Pause it.
All right, I'll pause it. Jesus Christ. Like you scored all day.
Now, what you want?
Just give me some money, man.
Okay, fine. Take my last one here.
Jesus fucking Christ. There it is, Mikey. Check it out. His head's bleeding. Mikey, check it out. His legs, little Wayne's legs are shaking all over.
Bitch, what are you doing? Yeah. You little fucking bitch. What the fuck are you? Why don't you just pause it?
Come on, man.
Come on, Peter. Come on,
get the fuck off me.
Come on.
You know what?
I'm not kidding.
Look at you.
I'm not kidding.
Look at you. You want to kiss me. Look at you.
Fuck off.
Get off. Look at you right now.
Get the fuck off, man.
You're making me sick. You want to kiss me. I'm fucking
scared. Okay,
hold on. Hold on. This is a fucking pink dot guy. Hold on.
Hey, Mikey. Mikey, is he cute?
Is he brown?
If he'd like to come in and join us for a cocktail, Michael. Michael,
brown,
if he's polite. If he's polite, have him come in. Michael, if he's polite, let him in. Is he clean? Have him come look. Have him take off his shoes. Michael, is he clean? I want to see him. Michael, I want to see him. Don't let him go. Don't let him go.
Keep your shit cool.
I'm serious.
Don't
fucking do that shit anymore. Oh, he got away from us. I'm sorry, Michael. Was he nice?
You know, you guys are assholes. Eat your fucking jackals.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So what time is the party tonight?
It starts at 8. Everybody get there around 10.
So what, like 11?
Midnight.
We're going to bring an old friend from back home. He just moved out here.
Who, Rob?
Yeah, you know him, Mike.
Yeah, he's cool. You like him. He's around. What does he do?
He's trying to be an actor.
What a surprise.
How novel.
So, party started at 8. Why are we going to a bar at 10?
Grab a drink before we meet the guys for a bite at 11.
Where is this place?
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign. It's kind of like a speakeasy kind of thing. It's kind of cool. It's like you're in on some kind of secret, you know? You tell a chick you've been someplace, it's like bragging that you know how to find it.
Budweiser.
Doors on the rocks and a bud.
God, I can't believe the women in this city. Like that.
The hottest 1% from all over the world come to our gene pool. Like Darwinism at its best.
Martin, what's up?
Charles,
how you doing, man?
Oh, you know, man.
You get that pilot?
Nah, man, I know you didn't. Otherwise, he wouldn't be asking me, right? That shit wasn't funny anyway.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Charles, this is my friend Rob from back east. He just moved out here.
My pleasure. How's
you
doing, man?
This is Charles. We went to network on a pilot.
Oh, yeah, I just did one.
A month ago.
Oh, man, how'd you both say?
Actually, I haven't heard an official no yet.
You haven't told them yet. That's all right, man. I still haven't told my folks I didn't get Deep Space Nine. You figure they'd figure it out by now, right? But Mom keeps asking me.
Boy, does it hurt when they ask.
I don't even tell them about anything I'm close on anymore.
That's what you're booking.
Oh, man,
you know, you might get cut out.
Considering taking apart is goofy.
Set up.
Well, this is Disney, right?
We're going to this party in the hills. Some modeling agency, I don't know, whatever. Beautiful babies. You want to come with?
Yeah, why not? Place is dead anyway.
Go.
No. Now you gotta admit that the Steady Camp shot in Goodfellas was a mud.
The basement of the restaurant.
The Copa in New York.
Through the kitchen.
I heard it took them 4 days to light for that shot.
4 days?
I don't know about 4 days.
Well, that's what I heard.
How long they had to hide all the lights? Jesus, that must have cost a fortune.
Man, that's nothing, man. You know how much money my man spent on that Vegas one?
Wait, you gotta be nuts to shoot in a casino. All right, ready?
They can't close that.
That's the dope.
Reservoir Dogs are those shots.
Which one?
The one in the beginning when they're walking in slow motion, man.
How can you even compare the two, man? Yeah. Tarantino completely fights everything from Scorsese.
He's terrific.
Now, you know what? You gotta admit that did look money. You know, I heard they did that whole thing for 10 grand.
I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, everybody steals from everybody.
Let's just get the hell out of here if we want to make this party.
All right. Sue, yeah. His dad was a big Johnny Cash fan, from what I understand.
Oh, right. The song.
Yeah, boy named Sue, right. So I think it was such a mean cat.
That guy?
Oh, he's a bad guy. You know, look, he's mean, man. I seen him in a fight once. He just had a guy who was just fucking smacking his fucking head into the curb, like his mouth. Just fucking smashed his teeth, came out of his fucking mouth. Just fucking blood came out of his fucking mouth. He's nasty, man. Nice guy, though. That guy's cool.
Hey, Big Mike.
How you doing?
Oh my god, what are you doing here?
Oh,
money, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
What about now? Is she looking now?
No, she's not looking at you, dude. Will you quit asking me if she's looking at you? She hasn't looked at you. Wait, she just looked.
See what I'm saying, man? You understand?
I got some friends meeting with me, but I'll talk to you later.
Cool. All right, man. Nice to see you. I'll give you a call.
All right, take care.
All right, man.
Who's that?
There are so many beautiful women.
Unbelievable.
I gotta try once.
You're a better man than I am, Charlie.
I have to. I made a promise to myself. I have to get out there sooner or later, right? So I gotta go down.
Go.
I think I'll kill you. You're gonna be my wingman?
Hi, how are you ladies doing this evening?
What do you drive?
Excuse me?
What kind of a car do you drive?
A Cavalier. It's red. I have a red, it's a red Cavalier. What are you guys doing?
It's on, Mike, it's on.
Yeah, which one?
Gotcha.
The cigar? He's cute, man. What's wrong?
Mike, you just looked right at her.
Oh, come on. She didn't notice.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I better go in early now.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know.
I don't sweat it, Mike, all right? It's going to be a layup.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Not well.
What, rejected?
Fact.
Just watch how deep on there and learn.
My whole life, people have told me that I have this star quality. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it's true, but, well, this one time, this is really stupid, but in kindergarten, you know how you have those little crushes? Mm-hmm. I had this crush on this guy, Lee, and he was really cute, and he wore Lee jeans. Yeah, they said Lee. Anyway, I really liked him, and then one day he told me I was ugly, and I started crying,
right.
And my teacher was like, Deirdre, you are so emotional. You're so dramatic.
Right.
You should be an actress. I was like, that's it. I should be an actress. And you know what? I can cry on, too. Yeah, well, yeah, totally. So, you know, that's really been sort of my thing, you know? It sort of got me into Juilliard. And the agent said to me afterwards that he thought he really was reminded by me of two others, you know, from Family High. And he said, just like,
is that money or what?
Man, kind of a dick move if you ask me.
Why, baby? What'd I do wrong?
You ask a girl for a number and you tore it up.
Oh, she didn't see that much.
Doesn't matter.
It was pretty cold, dude. What was so cold about it?
See, man, she can't roll with that. She's business class.
Business class. Big butt, you know, can't play coach.
You guys are terrible.
Glenfiddich.
What else is going on?
We hit the Dresden.
Perfect.
Ugh, this place is dead anyway, man.
Damn straight.
Let's do it. man. I just don't know what to tell you.
I mean, does it have to be goofy? You know, I was Hamlet 2 months ago off Broadway, and I was good.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone got out of school early today.
I think they like our vibe.
Oh, it is on.
It's definitely on.
God bless you guys.
Hi, I'm Tours on the Tours on the Rocks. I can't even get this guy to notice me.
Are you laughing at me? That's funny to you. Huh? Great day.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't. Let me make it up to you.
Hang on, Nick.
They know you're right here, huh? Hi. I'll have a Doers on the Rocks, please. And some more olives for my little friend here.
Do I know you? I mean, where do I know you from?
You ever been to the Haha Hole on Pico?
Nope.
No, you sure? Monday nights, open mic. I host an open mic there.
No. Oh, you're a comedian.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dream. You know, it's a lot of hard work and travel, and you got hotels. I have a new booking agent though, so I'm part of the whole Vegas circuit. Money's pretty good. I might buy a car. I think, and, you know, a foreign car. Treat myself. I figure I work for it. Why not?
I know where it is. Starbucks. I served you an espresso at Starbucks.
Espresso. An espresso. Yes, that's my drink. That's probably it.
That's great. It's not funny. You came in and asked me for an application, and then I took you and introduced you to my manager.
That's been a while ago, because I'm, you know, right now I have a booking agent, because I have a booking agent now that I got, and he's part of,
No.
Yeah.
No, I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
It was probably more, probably longer, because things have been going very well lately, so I haven't been looking for a job in a while. But you could have been somebody less, I think, because there are a lot of people who look kind of similar, I have a face that's similar. Just take this, because I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you.
Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
If I did just baby, yeah, what a surprise.
It's all right. So we talked to the beautiful brunette baby.
Look, she didn't like me, okay? I'm going to fool of myself.
Baby, don't talk that way.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. So
could you not mess with me right now?
Baby, we're not messing.
We're not.
Don't you argue like a big bear with claws and with fangs, man.
With fucking teeth,
yeah,
man.
Fucking teeth on you. She's just like this little bunny who's just kind of cowering in the corner.
Shivering.
Yeah, man. Just kind of, you know, you got these claws and you're staring at these claws, man. You're thinking to yourself with these claws. You're thinking, man, how am I supposed to kill this bunny?
And you're poking
how am I supposed
at it,
to
man.
Kill
you're
this bunny?
Poking
yeah,
at
it. Yeah, you're not hurting it. You're just kind of gently batting the bunny around. You know what I mean? And the bunny's scared, Mike. The bunny's scared of you.
And you got
shivering.
These fucking claws and
these fangs, man. You're looking at your claws and you're looking at your fangs. You're thinking to yourself, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know how to kill the bunny. With this, you don't know how to kill the bunny. Do you know what I mean?
You're like a big bear, man.
So you're not just like fucking.
No, I'm not fucking with
honestly,
you. Mike, I'm telling you, you're money.
You're so fucking money.
All right, and I want you to go over to that girl and I want you to get those digits.
You're money.
Come here a second. Listen to me. Now look it. When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie. Everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man. Bad man. Thank you.
baby. It's not that hard.
818.
310. So how long do I wait to call?
A day.
Tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Tomorrow, then a day.
Yeah. So 2 days.
Yeah,
I guess you could call it that.
Definitely.
2 days.
2 days is like industry standard.
You know, I used to wait 2 days to call anybody, but now it's like everyone in town waits 2 days. So I think 3 days is kind of money. What do you think?
Yeah, well, but 2's enough not to look anxious.
Yeah, 2's enough not to look anxious, but I think 3 days is kind of money.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know what?
Maybe I'll wait 3 weeks. How's that? And tell her I was cleaning out my wallet and I just happened to run into her number.
Then ask her where you met her.
Yeah, I'll ask her where I met her. I don't remember. What does she look like? And then I'll ask if we fucked. Would that be the money?
You know what? Ha ha ha, Mike. Laugh all you want, but if you call too soon, you might scare off a nice baby who's ready to party.
Well, how long are you guys going to wait to call your babies?
6 days.
Different, I don't know, schools or philosophy.
Yeah. They all can fight each other. I mean, it's like
people they do, right?
I think I like this town.
No, I got to go to my office. Yeah, it's
all right.
Wow.
Where are you going, asshole? What'd you say? Bitch? So watch where you're going, bitch. Oh, so you want something?
Hey,
huh?
Hey, fuck him up.
Smack that fucking bitch. Smack it.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Come on, let's go.
Come on. Yeah, I got a fucking problem, motherfucker.
You want to go?
Yeah, come on. No, you're the fucking bitch, baby.
What up?
Come on, bitch. Come on, you little fucking pussy.
Do it.
Slap that.
Roll up, bitch. Roll up.
Hey, you're fucking bitch.
You want to go?
Hey, you're fucking bitch. You're the fucking bitch,
you're the fucking bitch,
bitch. Huh? Huh? You're the fucking bitch!
What the fuck?
You asshole! Did you see Boys in the Hood? Now one of us is gonna get shot.
You fucking bitch, you ain't gonna do anything, guys.
You fucking asshole!
What a fucking dick.
What the fuck did you want me to do, man? Back down? He called me a bitch. We kept our rep, bro.
Fuck rep, man. I got a call back to you.
Yeah, I gotta get up early tomorrow. What the fuck are you carrying a gun for? What, in case somebody steps to you, Snoop Dogg? Hey, man, you're not from here, all right? You don't know how it is. I grew up in L.A.
Anaheim.
Whatever, man. It's different out here. It's not like New York, Mikey.
Fucking A, right? It's not like New York. Out here, you can avoid trouble. It's not like you live in Compton, Sioux, with bullets whizzing by your head. If you live in a good neighborhood, man, in New York, trouble finds you.
People get carjacked.
Oh, man, who would ever carjack your fucking K car? He's right, Sue. You don't need to carry a gat.
Listen, just because I had the balls to stand up to these fucking
my
guys.
My fucking House of Pain was going to do anything?
You live in this fucking fantasy world. What about you, Mikey? At least I fucking have balls, man. You always whined about some bitch that left you a year ago.
It was 6 months ago, and she didn't leave me.
Whatever, man. You're like a fucking little whiny bitch, man. Oh, Whoopi, you got a number tonight? You're gonna fuck it up.
Hey, Sue.
No, you know what? Have you gotten laid? Have you gotten laid once since you moved out here? Have you fucked once?
All right, Sue,
once?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
No, you know what? I know
bit.
For a fact that you haven't. You know how I know? Because you never shut up about it. You're like a little
right,
whiny
shut
bitch.
Shut the fuck up, Sue.
You're fucking right.
Shut up.
Hey, Mike, come here. Mike, come back here! Mike, come back here! You're fucking pissing
dude,
me off,
shut the fuck
man.
Up. Just shut the fuck up, alright? I don't even want to fucking talk to you right now.
Dude, I don't
shut the fuck up!
Message.
Hi, Nikki. This is Mike. I met you at the Dresden tonight. I just called to say that I had a great time, and you should call me tomorrow or in two days, whatever. Anyway, my number is 213-555-4679.
Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki, this is Mike again. I just called because it sounded like your machine might have cut me off before I finished leaving my number. Anyway, sorry to call so late, but you were still at the Dresden when I left, so I knew I'd get your machine. Anyhow, my number is 21...
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
213-555-4679, that's it. Just want to leave my number. I didn't want to think I was weird or desperate. We should just hang out and see where it goes, because it's nice and, you know, no expectations. So, okay? Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Message.
I just got out of a 6-year relationship, okay? That should help explain why I'm acting so weird. I just want you to know that it's not you, it's me. I'm sorry. This is Mike.
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki. This is Mike. Could you just call me when you get in? I'm going to be up for a while, and I'd just rather speak to you in person instead of trying to fit it all into... Fuck!
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Nikki and Mike. This just isn't working out. I think you're great, but maybe we should just take some time off from each other. It's not you, it's me, and it's what I'm going through. All right? It's only been 6 months.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Wow! I guess you're home.
This is Mike.
Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Mikey, it's Trent. You home? You there? All right, man, I guess you're not home. Listen, why don't you come out tonight, Mikey? I haven't seen you for 2 days. We're going to play hockey at Sue's house until 10:30, and then we're either going to the Lava Lounge for Sinatra night, or we'll be at the Derby for Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. We might also check out Swing Night at the El Rey. And if we're not there, we'll be at the Three of Clubs. All right? Otherwise, we'll be at the Dresden Room, man. So, come on out. Meet up with us. See you soon, gorgeous.
Leave a message after the beep.
Mikey's rough. I'm downstairs. Come on, pick it up and buzz me in, buddy. Come on, open up.
Yesterday? You haven't been drinking, have you?
Sorry about what happened to Dresden, man.
Oh. Don't worry about it, man. It's like now I have my L.A. gun story. You should hear the way I tell it to the guys back home. It's an Uzi. You want to talk about it?
What's the point?
Hey, it's been 2 days. You should call that Nikki girl. Not your type.
Thinking of moving back east.
Well, that's dumb.
So dumb about it.
You're doing really well out here, Mike.
What am I doing? I host an open mic. I play a fucking bus driver in a movie. Big fucking deal. I got an agent that specializes in magicians. How good am I doing?
Do you get turned down for Goofy?
Are you down?
Yeah, they went with somebody who had some more theme park experience. I killed for that job. The point is, Mike, is that it all depends on how you look at it, all right? I mean, you're telling me that your life sucks. That means my life is god-awful, you know? Part of the reason that I moved out here is because I saw how well you were doing, and I figured that if you could make it, then I could make it, too.
I didn't make it.
You got an agent? You got any unions? You know, that's your problem, is that you don't look at the things that you have. You only look at the stuff that you don't have. Those guys are right about you. You're money.
And why won't she call?
She won't call because you left. She's got her own life to deal with, man, and that's in New York. All right? And she's a sweet girl, and I love her to pieces, but fuck her, man. You gotta get on with your life. You gotta let go of the past. And Mikey, when you do, I'm telling you, the future is beautiful. All right? Look out the window. It's sunny every day here. It's like manifest destiny. Don't tell me we didn't make it. We made it. We are here. And everything that is past is prologue to this. All of the shit that didn't kill us is only... You know, all that shit. You're gonna get over it.
How did you get over it? I mean, how long did it take?
I don't know. Sometimes it still hurts. You know how it is, man. It's like you wake up every day and it hurts a little bit less, and then you wake up one day and it doesn't hurt at all. And the funny thing is that this is kind of weird, but it's like you almost miss that pain.
Miss the pain?
Yeah, for the same reason that you miss her. Because you lived with it for so long.
Let's go something.
All right, sure.
Okay, shit.
Mikey, what's up, man?
Huh?
I'm glad you came out tonight, Mike.
Good to see you.
You're my problem, bitch, motherfucker.
Come on.
What's up? Come on.
Hey, guys, Mike is here.
What's up, Mike? What's up, baby?
Oh, you want something, huh? You want something?
Shit, Joe, brother.
Come on,
roll up, bitch.
Roll up.
Roll up.
Come on,
come
on, come on.
All right. Okay, bitch. You ready, hip hop?
Come on, now. Let's pick it up.
Hey, man.
You know what?
What are you doing here? Oh, no. It's totally cool, man. We saw him that night at Roscoe's. It's totally fine. Trent cleared it up. I apologize for some chicken and waffles. It's totally fine. They fucking love T, man. That boy can talk. More important, man. So I'm sorry about what I said. I was out of line. I was drunk. My adrenaline was going. Yeah, you know, whatever. I needed a good kick in the ass. It was, we're better friends for it, all right? All right.
Roll up.
Come on, let's see it.
Roll.
Thanks, man. Get off.
I've been hating myself for the last 2 days. Hey, look, I know what that's like, all right?
Come on, Superman.
You watching New Kids on the Block?
Go double down. What time are we leaving?
5 minutes, baby.
All right.
Hey, Mikey, you should call that girl, Nikki. It's been 2 days. See if she wants to meet you there.
Oh, the line. See, we got a line.
Hey, what's up, Lisa?
Hey, guys, let's take the front.
You don't gotta wait in line. Come on.
Hey, Tony, what do you say, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
nice.
Gary.
Hey,
Tony, man, how'd the audition go?
Happened, man.
No? Yeah, you look like you've been working out, though. You look big.
Guy. All right. Hey.
How you doing, man? Hey, what do you say, man? Hey, how's it going? What's up?
Hey.
How you doing, Anna? Good to see you. I'll see you soon, all right? Hey, sweetie.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Raul, what's up, man? How's it going? The water's coming. Hey, both, how you doing? Where have you been? He said, I've been fine with my whiskey, wine, and gin. Man, I know I gotta go the same thing every night. But I don't think another drink's gonna break me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink. And it's you and me in the bottle next to me tonight. Come on, Daddy, let's get us a drink. You're thinking that now's as good as any to start drinking.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah.
What's it gonna be?
A gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me. Man, I know I gotta go. It's the same thing every night. But I don't think another drink's gonna break me loose my mind. So I think about my next drink. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight.
Hi, Fred.
The ladies?
The ladies.
I don't know. I called you Monday.
You called me?
Well, who did you talk to? I was home that day.
It surprised me that you've never mentioned her before, all the times we've hung out.
You never even mentioned me?
Very pretty girl.
I totally mentioned her.
I'm sorry, maybe, I don't know.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
You know what's funny? Is when we played football that day, I don't remember you ever leaving long enough to make a phone call to anybody. This is what happened. She's a nice girl.
To their advantages to being single, I just want to know what the advantages are.
Well, exactly. It's like, you know, you have, you know, if you're, you meet a girl at a bar and you talk to her, you don't have to worry if anybody's watching you.
What else?
What? You can do whatever you want. You know, you grow, you go out, anything.
Like if I met, you know, a handsome young man at a bar, you just ask him to dance?
Like I wanted to, yeah.
You don't think he would want to?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, he wouldn't want to with you, sure. I mean, if he, sure. I mean, maybe it's just that he doesn't feel like dancing.
Would you dance with me?
Okay.
Dude, check it out, dude. I swear to God, it's fucking on. Look at him, dude. Right, it's so on. Fucking on, dude.
I know, it's on.
Give it up for Mike. Dude, it's fucking on, dude.
Okay, it's on, dude.
It's on.
Jesus
to you.
Christ. I'm sorry. It's
a phone call.
had a great time tonight.
Me too.
We should do it again sometime.
I'll be around.
That's not going to be good enough. I want to make plans to see you again.
I got a pen in my car. Do you have something to write on?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a comedian.
Yeah, and an actor, kind of.
Can I come see you sometime?
If and when I get a real gig, I'll give you a call. How's that?
It's not going too well?
No, when I lived in New York, they made it sound like they were giving sitcoms out the stand-ups at the airport here, you know. I've been here for 6 months. All I got to show for it is Black Lung.
Didn't you tell me that I should be patient with my career?
Yeah, but entertainment law isn't something that you just jump into.
Well, neither is acting. I mean, not if you're serious about it. Should I have one of these cards?
Why, you like the duck with the cigar?
Yeah, it's the logo from You Bet Your Life. It's a nice touch.
I can't believe you got that. You know, not one club owner got that? They all ask me why I have Donald Duck on my card.
They're idiots. At least it's not goofy. Well, I guess I should be, you know, getting home. It's really, really getting late.
Yeah, sure. It's getting kind of late, so
you do you want me to drive you to your car?
No, that's my hog right there. I'm across the street. Yeah.
You, which one?
The red piece of shit over there.
Yeah, well, it suits you.
Get the hell out of here.
Shit, you shut up.
Shut up.
You were great tonight.
There she is, the wonderful lady. Right? Personality plus all the time. Every time I come in here. Nothing but smiles for me. Whatever. I'm ready to eat. Here it is. Dinner at the Apollo. Me and you.
See that? He's being funny.
Whatever. I don't have to be like everyone. Some people don't like me. I don't like certain people. Darling, I think everything looks absolutely wonderful tonight. Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here? You know what, Matt? You were fucking off your ass tonight.
Where did you learn to do all your stuff,
man? It's whirly whirly.
Jackknife, shut up. I took a ballroom class with Michelle. And she's the only one I dance with till tonight. That Lorraine is good.
You are definitely good. Did you see how she was vibing you tonight?
Sorry, man.
You know what? You probably could have hit that if you didn't have to take a song.
Definitely not like that.
Give me that shit, Mike. I think she liked you.
I know she liked
me. Really, you?
Shut up, okay? I know she liked me. I just didn't want to do anything tonight.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? Honestly, you should probably wait 3 days before you
You don't have to wait 3 days.
You know what? You should wait 2 days.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I have it under control, okay?
He has it under control.
Oh, I guess we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Our little baby's all grown up. You know what?
Shut up. Come on.
No. Our little baby's all grown up.
Why do you have to...
I'm not even hungry. I couldn't touch it.
Why do you have to... A major production every time we go out and embarrass me. You know what?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, that's where all I...
Our little boy is all grown up tonight. You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, I did that. Is this a fucking protection for you? Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up. I'm the asshole in the boss place, right? I'm the asshole. I'm out of here. I'm not eating anything. I wouldn't eat here. I would never eat here anyway.
I like cake, and no mistake.
but baby, if you insist, I'll cut out cake just for your sake. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss.
Months.
How are you doing?
Fine, I guess. How are you?
Good. I think about things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of things?
You know, us.
I thought you meant someone else.
It doesn't matter. I think about you every day.
Really?
I miss you, Mike.
Why didn't you call?
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't. Do you know how hard it is to not call you? I mean, I pick up the phone every night whenever that commercial comes on.
A Michelin commercial?
Yeah, you know, the one with the baby and the tire. And one time I started to cry right in front of Pierre.
Pierre? That's his name, Pierre? What, was he French?
No, he's not. Listen, it's a whole other headache, and I don't want to talk about him. I called because I heard you might be moving back to Queens.
Yeah, hang on a sec. Let me get rid of this.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Lorraine.
Are you on the other line?
Yeah. Oh, hang on a sec.
No,
you hang on, okay? I want to talk to you. Just hold on. Hello?
So I heard you might be moving back to New York.
Yeah, listen, I don't think that's going to be happening just yet. Can I call you right back?
Well, I'm going out of town for a week, and the cat's on its way. Can't you just talk to me for 5 minutes?
Look, there's somebody holding on the line. I have to take this call. I really want to catch up with you, but I have to take the call. So just, I'm going to call you back when you get back into town, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Really? You sure?
It's all right. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love you.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, you didn't have to get off the other line. I would have called you back.
No, that's okay. I wanted to talk to you.
You know, I really could have called you back, but, you know, I probably should have waited 2 days. That's what my friend said, but, God, I sound like such a schoolgirl. It's just that they have this thing, okay? It's the room. It's Sinatra's birthday. It's one of these Hollywood clubs, and, you know, there's no sign. I don't really understand why you don't have any signs. It's just I'm really bad at this. I just want to know if you might want to go with me.
So, you hung up on which one?
Michelle.
Hung up with your girlfriend?
Ex.
Oh, now she's your ex.
She was always my ex.
Yeah, right. You hung up with her.
I wanted to take the other call.
What did she say when you called her back?
I didn't.
You didn't call her back?
No.
Why not, Mike?
It didn't occur to me.
Didn't occur to you?
I didn't.
You've been tearing yourself up about this girl for 6 months. Didn't occur to you?
No.
Well, Michael Albright,
You know, man, I didn't understand it either. It's all so hard. Then it hit me on the way over here, you know, like a ton of bricks. It's just so simple. When you do, dude, wait a second. I'm getting vibe like in a really weird way here. This girl's looking at me like she knows me a little bit. You don't recognize her? I don't know. I could have been out with Sue one night drinking. I told her I was a race car driver or something. No, I think I remember this girl. I don't think I've ever met her before. I would definitely remember this one. She got a lot of confidence, man. She's doing like... Wow. Mike, stop. All right, just stop. She's playing a little game, like a fun thing with me. Come on, you little party girl. That's it. Come on. Fun little games? You want to play fun little games? Come on, you nasty little cute little baby. What are you doing? Mike. Stop, don't. You're smiling at me. She's playing fun little baby games. She don't know me. She doesn't know my address. You know my address. You little boy. Hold on, she's coming over, dude. Play it cool. She's coming over. She's like the wild bunny, but I threw like the great vibe at her. Like the funny vibe. Shit.
Mom, we're going bye-bye
now. Yes, you're going bye-bye. Gonna go home and play with Daddy. So you called her up, right? Or you didn't call her. Why didn't you call her? You said you didn't call her. Why didn't you call her? Mike.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. Never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine.